Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheel getting it done coast-to-coast, border to border. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, as well as don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Kevin McCarthy yesterday appointed five Republicans to the January 6th committee, and the most prominent name was Jim Jordan of Ohio. He may be the best known of all of the five, but there's some other people on there. And let's not forget that we also have Liz Cheney that was appointed early on by Nancy Pelosi. She's going to be the thorn in the side, I guess.
Yeah, the way this thing was handled by Pelosi, McCarthy was very resistant to participating in it at all, but he kind of really didn't have a choice. So by a narrow margin, he chose to have to, he chose to do this, really by no choice. But anyway, And the other thing is that it's likely that they'll even subpoena McCarthy himself to testify. So this is going to, I don't know when this is going to start. I don't know how it's, I don't know what committee is going to do this. But it's going to be a charade, and, It's just not a good thing, but because of the way it's designed, it's going to be a full-blown assault on all things Trump. It's going to be a full-blown assault on all things Trump voters, on conservatives, Republicans, in spite of Trump. So this is going to be their own version of a white nationalist protest.
And you know what this is going to do? This is going to light a fire like they've already done, but it's going to light a fire like they can't even begin to imagine underneath the Trump supporters and make the movement even stronger.
Possible.
No, it's not possible. It's going to happen. Mark my words. I've been listening. I've been watching. I've been involved. I was at the Trump rally in Sarasota. It's real. And it's stronger than I ever saw it, especially in Sarasota. I couldn't believe what I saw down there. But anyway, Jim Jordan, Jim Banks, now he's the ranking member, right?
Right.
Okay, correct. And then Representative Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas, along with Liz Cheney, who's already been chosen to be there, and they're going to be the Republicans making up the committee.
Correct.
Now, I do know who the first people scheduled to talk are. Oh, and the first hearing's next week, by the way, with testimony. Mm-hmm. Capitol Police Officers Harry Dunn and Aquilio Gonell and Metropolitan Police Officers Michael Fanon and Daniel Hodges will be the first people to testify. So that's all I know so far.
Okay.
Now, at the end of the story, it says five people died during the ordeal. Four protesters and one police officer, Brian Sicknick, whose death was later ruled to have been caused by a stroke. Most of the protesters died from medical emergencies, except for Ashley Babbitt, who was shot by a police officer. I was going to say, if the five people died, if they were playing that narrative again, it had nothing to do with actually the riot per se or the incident.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they're gonna do just what they did during the two impeachments. They're going to continue to call this an armed insurrection.
Well, again, as I said, it's going to light a fire that has already been lit, but it's going to make it even worse. So all they're doing is dividing the country some more. What a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go back to, let's see, some sanity of sorts. The U.S. has charged four Chinese nationals working with a spy agency in a global hacking campaign, and I understand there may be more involved in this. Is that correct?
Maybe, yeah. The interesting thing here is, I guess they're making the distinction between what China has done and Russia has done, because they're saying that these four Chinese have worked with the Ministry of State Security. And they haven't been able to necessarily or refuse to do the same thing when it comes to Russia. But a federal grand jury in San Diego was the one that returned the indictment, actually in May.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, before we get into an article that Denise wrote yesterday, we're going to ask about the threat by China warding off Japan, telling them to, hey, man, stop picking on us or we're going to nuke you. When shall we tell you what that's all about? Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
Take it
away, Captain.
And I will, and I'm sorry to step on Kyle Warren there, but I wanted to get excited because it's not that often we get little messages, sidebar messages here from our listeners up in Alaska, but we do have an affiliate in Anchorage, Alaska, and guess what? Cindy just chimed in up there, and she says, Captain, enjoying listening to your show, and Denise Simon, keep up the great work. Can't wait to hear what you're going to talk about next. Okay, hang on a second after I tell you about TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, education of our youth is always critical. We've had trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were, in fact, in line with our values. But sadly, that just isn't any longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. Volume number three features Tuggy and his bride settled on a Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history after that, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers, available in English and Spanish. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget it's available locally by going over to Coastal Market number 607 at number 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. Now, it's available locally at the Coastal Market number 607, located at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Check it out. All right, Denise Simon from Founders Code is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And very quickly, we have, let's see. I think this is who I think it is. Well, let me make sure. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Wasn't sure if that was you, but go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Captain, you know, in 1967, blues man Albert King recorded Born Under a Bad Sign. Joe Biden, 50 years in Washington, and this is what we get. Since his first day in office, he declared open borders. Hundreds of thousands of Haitians are at the border as I speak. COVID-19 dominant strains are being brought to our country by those whom Joe Biden has given the thumbs up to come in America. America, quit feeling guilty as if it's your fault. COVID exploded when Biden policies let humans in from 150 countries around the world. We're screwed. You know, Joe Biden policy makes him a showboat idiot before the Catholic Church. Thanks very much, Captain. Thank you, Denise.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
I can't top that. That's going to stand on its own. Well said.
All right. And very quickly, let's go to Eric and Seminole. By the way, before you start, Eric, I'm sorry to hear about your dog, but make sure that you check out what I put in the chat room there. That's a group that lets the veteran pick the dog out, and then you train with the dog.
Yes, sir. Thank you for those condolences. Yeah, he was my guide dog for a number of years before he was had to be retired.
Well, I met him the first time I met you. You were with a dog.
Yeah, I was a good old trusty scout. Yeah, he's you know, I'll be frank with you. It sucks, but
I know.
Yeah, you gotta pick it up and keep putting them down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for my call, good morning, ma'am. I guess it kind of segues into what the previous caller was addressing, but my it's a question and a comment, if you will. Number one, we're dealing with China. China's been in ascension for probably the last 15 years, definitely, probably a little bit longer, based on, how should I say, the so-called free trade capitalists that have shifted and lifted and shifted a lot of manufacturing overseas to the basically lowest bid and get, you know, increase their profit margin, so to speak. And I am in the process of having a custom instrument built by Luthier in New York, state of New York, with, you know, basically all U.S. parts and, you know, yada yada, with the exception of some of the woods. But the point I'm getting to is, he has $250,000 in back orders waiting to be built and shipped, and, you know, yada yada. If someone wants a Chinese parts on those instruments, which he doesn't, but if someone wanted, they are a dime a dozen. You can get Chinese. This made in China is the United States is flush with made in China.
Right.
Products and services. Okay, so the point being is, number one, I think this is I'm not the only one, but I believe that there was a prepositioning of Chinese manufactured goods throughout the Western world in how should I say, prior to this whole COVID fiasco going on. I feel that was part of their economic warfare plan: flood the West with product, close the West down. West continues to lift and shift everything to the Asian, you know, Pacific Asian rim there for manufacturing. I think this is part of a planned de-escalation or subordination of American superpower. Now, that's number one. The question is, with China threatening to use nuclear weapons against an ally of ours, Japan, and using guilt tripping of Japan by what we did to Japan back in August of 45 with the two nuclear bomb drop because of war, how serious? I believe they're serious, but Ms. Denise, how serious do you think that those threats are to the Japanese mainland and anyone who threatens intends to impose Western naval forces?
All
anyway,
right.
Thanks for my call. Thanks for letting me vent a little bit.
Thank you. All right. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, the timing of the threat of Japan to China is not exceptional because of this pretty rough report that came out about our Navy and that we are anything but prepared to go to any kind of a conflict with anybody, much less Japan. I watched the video, and the video was purposeful in reminding Japan that they have been nuked before. So they're exploiting this. How serious is this? It doesn't really matter how serious China is. It tells us, however, that they don't fear us. And therein lies, I think, a very big problem. They don't fear us in the least. So they're putting us on notice. Do mm-hmm. not defend or come to the aid of Taiwan.
Okay, now you wrote an article. We got about a minute and a half here. A minute and a half. Now, the feds have hired Moonshot CVE. Some people may remember that because it was first used by the Obama administration to describe terrorists such as the Haqqani Network, Al-Qaeda, and Islamic State. But now it's going to be used against the American people?
Well, look, CVE, Countering Violent Extremism. Mm-hmm. So this is not only has the Department of Homeland Security hired Moonshot, but so has the Department of Defense. And the Department of Defense is their mission is to go through rank and file uniformed personnel and contractors to all of their social media posts. And if they even looked up Black Lives Matter or anything to do with Black Lives Matter, they will be considered and are considered violent extremists.
Wow.
Yes, but it gets worse because they have included Google in this whole thing. So Google is in a full-blown cooperation. This is bad. It's gone through the Department of Defense is using military academies as well. So this is bad, ladies and gentlemen. This is very bad.
Wow. You are so right. Here comes the music, you know. I encourage people to go to your website, founderscode.com, read that article, and become well-versed with it.
It's a long one.
Yep.
It's a long one.
And become well-versed with it. All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yep.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Fully vaccinated Americans will soon be able to visit Canada once again. The Canadian government announcing Monday that fully vaccinated U.S. residents can visit the country and won't have to quarantine starting August 9th. Canada's Minister of Health citing a decline in cases in the country and an increase in the number of Canadians getting vaccinated as reasons to reopen travel. Non-essential travel between the two nations has been banned for more than 17 months to try to contain the spread of COVID. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to schedule a test vote for a bipartisan infrastructure bill this Wednesday. A bipartisan group of senators are still working to flesh out the $1.2 trillion framework of the proposal, but Wednesday's vote would be to advance a shell bill, with the finish work swapped in when it's finished. The bill would need 60 votes to allow debate on the measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Good morning again, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our military and veterans news edition segment right here, where we talk about all things military. And, oh, by the way, don't forget the National Aviation Academy is the ones that brings this to you, two locations to serve you. And on Thursday, we'll have Bo back in studio, so be prepared with your questions. Here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Clearwater, Florida, here in my backyard. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the second location is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside the city limits of Boston. Now, either way, you want to call them and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities. Now, I'll give you the phone number. It's 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their locations, either one in Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. You'll have an opportunity to talk to a student or two, an instructor or two, and you'll also be able to talk to the financial people to see Number one, if you're a veteran, if you're post 9/11, you probably have benefits to cover your education to get your certification as an aviation maintenance tech. If you're pre 9/11, it varies. You might have a percentage left. You might have nothing left. It all depends on what you previously used or how long it's been. But you'd have to check with them to find out. And there's a Veterans Affairs rep there on campus to be able to handle that. Now, if for some reason you don't have any veterans benefits left, then you just get a standard student loan. You apply for that, and you get that, and away you go. Pretty simple. Now, you can find out more about all of this by going to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or giving them a call at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, a group of Republican House lawmakers introduced a bill different than the previous version that's already passed the full House, aimed at breaking the impasse that's prevented the U.S. National Guard from getting paid for its months-long protection of the Capitol grounds following the January 6th attack. $521 billion is what the bill is, the price tag, and the National Guard just can't go on without having that money to replenish the money they need for the summer. After all, it is hurricane season, and we aren't even in the peak of the season, but when that starts, you watch and see how fast the National Guard's moving around doing stuff, and that also includes tornadoes. Don't forget, hurricanes spawn tornadoes. And we're also working our way into tornado season here in a little while. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that 70% of active duty troops have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. But that's far behind the Pentagon's original goal when officials suggested earlier this year that the whole force could be vaccinated by mid-July. That's just not going to happen. Now, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Aircraft Carrier Battle Group has returned to Norfolk, Virginia after a double pump deployment because of the Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group's actions and contributions during the deployment. Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Harker has awarded the group the Navy Unit Commendation Award, and congratulations to them for that. In addition, Central Asia is bracing for the fallout from the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan. Since the war began, America's had one lens for Central Asia. Everybody over there wants to know what happens now. Well, obviously, the Taliban will become more of a presence. Terrorist groups will become more of a presence. United States troops won't be spending money in areas where they were spending money before, so business will drop off greatly in some areas. That's what will happen next. Now, the Taliban say they want an Afghan deal, even as they battle and fight on to take over control of the country by force. Now, still, there may be a few signs of a political agreement on the horizon, but it won't be on the terms that the Afghans want. It'll be on the terms that the Taliban wants, because they have the driver's seat when it comes to what's going on from a military standpoint right now. They are just fiercer and have the will to want to win that the Afghans don't. What a shame. By the way, whatever happened to Pat Tillman's jersey? Well, it was in Afghanistan. I believe it was in Bagram at the airbase there. And the murals that once celebrated U.S. military units have been painted over, and the settings that memorialize the fallen are now empty spaces, and Pat Tillman's jersey was taken out of Bagram so that's safe with Americans. And then you have the Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer, Danish Siddiqui, who wound up being killed on Friday in Afghanistan. And what a terrible shame that was, but wrong place, wrong time, wrong people. By the way, Afghan and Taliban officials have met in Qatar amidst the U.S. troop withdrawal. Taliban officials and Afghan politicians met in Qatar over the weekend amidst calls for peace by both sides following continued fighting in the region, but I don't see I don't see the peace happening anytime soon anywhere along the line because it just never seems to work. And unlike Iraq, there are no do-overs in Afghanistan. The U.S. cannot re-enter once it leaves. Now, the security situation is going to collapse in Afghanistan. We know that. And President Joe Biden is going to own the precarious and alarming situation there. It'll be all because of him, because he's the one that pulled the troops out. There'll be no blaming anybody else. Think about that for a minute. By the way, the number of major F-35 flaws is shrinking, but the Pentagon is keeping details of the problems under wraps as the F-35 program inches its way through operational testing. The number of critical technical deficiencies is slowly winding down, dropping from 11 critical deficiencies in January to 7 in July, but it should be 0. We'll see how soon they can get it down that low. Also, U.S. diplomats in Afghanistan are facing a dauntless and dangerous mission with little military backup. The conclusion of the Pentagon's two-decade effort in Afghanistan lays bare the challenges now facing U.S. diplomats and aid workers who remain behind as a modest civilian force attempts to propel warning Afghans towards peace and protecting advances for women without the support and reach provided by the military mission. Let me tell you something. Those people are sitting ducks if they don't do something different. We're going to lose a bunch of people over there because of this stupidity. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go nowhere, no how. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Okie dokie, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss, Acura Moss, spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, I'll tell you what, Moss Nissan, they also offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served the country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, where you get a great deal. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to the Moss Nissan dealership. Locate them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some more money. Actually, it'll save you $500 if you tell them that when you walk in the door before you sit down to start negotiating price. Say, the captain sent me, and right away they know it's $500 discount off your vehicle. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm doing a lot better than Joe Biden because a fact check was done on him yesterday. Joe Biden claims that there is no serious economist who's worried about inflation.
Yeah, right, sure. That's patently absurd. Also, he went to new heights. And again, the media didn't cover this because it's 110% wrong. He said that you got to pass the spending plans because if the government spends more money, it's going to help get rid of inflation.
Correct.
Like saying, okay, we're going to put this fire out by pouring gasoline on it.
Yep.
Okay. It's just so stupid. It really is. Again, I didn't hear. I mean, I heard what he said, but I don't know. Was he asked a question? Did he read it off the teleprompter? I don't know. But if it was off the teleprompter, whoever's writing his BS needs to be fired.
Well, I think it was off the teleprompter, but because it was part of a speech that he was giving. So I think that's where it came from. I could be wrong, but it kind of looked like it. By the way, you consider yourself to be a pretty good painter?
No. I am not a good artist. I love art. I really do. It's something to fascinate with. But I don't know how I passed kindergarten. You know, coloring within the lines was difficult for me.
A Washington Post award-winning art critic has said, come right out and said, there's not a single painting that Hunter Biden's done, in his opinion, that's worth more than $1,000 at any time, anywhere.
Well, you know, it's everything is subjective when it comes to art. Art is a painting is worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. It's just that simple. No different than cryptocurrencies. It's worth what people are willing to say what it's worth. From what I heard, you know, again, it's not high level artwork. I think the guy with the what's the name of the guy who had that television show with the bushy hair? You know what I'm talking about, the paint guy?
Oh, yeah, shoot, I can't think of it, but yeah.
I think his stuff is a lot better, but everybody knows what I'm talking about there with the nice little trees and the background and the mountains and all that stuff. I did see one of the paintings, and yeah, it's about my level. Not good.
Now, the Texas Democrats that are vacationing, if you will, in Washington, D.C., they've come up with a bill. The Republicans have come up with a bill and what it's going to cost while they're actually in Washington, D.C., still getting paid their per diem money, I might add. And the plane that it costs to go up and the plane it's going to cost to go back and everything, it'll cost the state of Texas and the taxpayers about $1.5 million.
Are you sure that the taxpayers are going to pay for all of this? I didn't realize that, you know, just because you're a member of the, you know, the state legislature, that you can just have an expenditure and order a private plane and pay for all these hotels, especially when you're supposed to be back there at work. I don't know how that works. I would have think that private support to pay for all
that. They're hoping to get private support with donors, but if not, the taxpayers are left footing the bill.
Really? I'm still trying to figure out how that's legal. That won't bode well for them unless they get Michael Moore or something like that to pay for it.
Yeah, I guess. By the way, stocks skid a little bit yesterday. What was it, 800 points and at one time 900 as investors got a little bit scared of the virus surge that's going on, denting the recovery?
I think it's more a lot of algorithmic computerized trading once markets start going one direction. Plus, it's the summertime, too, which things can get, you know, very much in a volatile state because there's not as many people at work. And push the market in one direction. You call it what it is. It's not a big deal. It really isn't. I think that a lot of the stuff surrounding this Delta variant nonsense that's coming out there is absurd. Quite frankly, I do think that the market needs to take a little bit of a breather or take a little bit of a dip. There's nothing wrong with that. It's healthy. You know, oftentimes you shake loose some of the weak buyers there, and it offers a good, better entry point on many high-quality companies.
By the way, Brooke in the chat room is saying that art is a money laundering scheme, particularly Hunter's Parmesans, and that's true. It is, because we all know what's going on here with the money.
Oh, it's a great way to launder money. You know, you pay a certain amount of money for a painting in the art world also, oh, wow, we paid this much for it. Well, then it's got to be worth that much. The next person wants to sell it to. They're going to call it a storage of value. I mean, they call cryptocurrencies a storage of value. In many ways, art can be that too.
Now, are you shocked to hear this number coming from this little poll I got that says 88% of Americans are now concerned about the rising cost of living? I would have thought it would have, of living. I thought it might have been a little higher.
I think 88% is real high.
Okay.
Really high. I also figure the people that really, you know, that are kind of just out there don't really understand the question. To some degree, got a lot of those people out there as well. But that the number 88% is extraordinarily high, and people are very, very aware that inflation is here.
Wait till you hear this one. Toyota has pulled all their Olympics TV ads, and the CEO is going to skip the opening ceremony.
I wouldn't advertise, and then it's a mess. It's called proverbial poop show. Over there, they haven't been able to figure it out. No fans at the events. What's the point? What's the point to see? Time. You know, I think a lot of people are going to probably tune it out as well. I've noticed as well is I haven't seen as much promotional ads running as there is normally for the Olympics with this one here in the United States. I don't know. People are just not going to be interested. You know, the Delta variant going and spreading. People got to come to grips with the fact that COVID may always be with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Always be with us. People who are getting this Delta variant that have already been vaccinated, they're not showing any symptoms. What are we going to do? Are we going to continue to have mask on, mask off? You know, all this time it's just nuts. you're not going to get away from this. You're really not.
It's like an ace bandage. One last little thing here. Mr. Bezos going up in a little old rocket ship today.
Have fun. Not for me. No thanks.
Well, we can't interest you in a rocket ride?
No, I like our little third rock from the sun here. It's pretty nice down here, if you ask me. No desire whatsoever.
Okay. Well, when you come down here, we'll go over to Cape Canaveral and see if they'll let us on. All right, you have yourself a good day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And don't forget, coming up in about 6 minutes or so, Ron Edwards, that's Ron Edwards. And then the bottom of the hour, next hour, it's the Brookshire, the wild and woolly redhead from South Florida, Brooke Emery.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.